Chapter 3. Keola escapes. There was a lot of good food to eat on the ship, and Keola became fat. The captain was a kind man, but the mate was not. He was big and strong and did not like Keola. He hit him and said unkind things to him every day. Keola was unhappy about this because he tried to do his work well. He came from a good family, and they treated each other kindly. But worst of all, Keola could never sleep. When he tried to sleep, the mate always woke him up angrily. After some time, he decided to leave the ship. One beautiful night, the sea was calm, and there were thousands of stars in the sky. Keola was steering the ship, and he could see a small island with palm trees on it. The captain and the mate saw it too, and looked at it with their telescope.
"Have you ever been on that island?"
asked the mate.
"No, but I know it,"
said the captain.
"Ships never go there, and no one lives on it."
"Really?"
said the mate.
"One night I sailed near the island and saw a lot of lights on the beach. Perhaps some people live there."
"Perhaps. But we won't stop there,"
said the captain.
"We'll just sail by the island."
He turned to Keola and shouted,
"Did you hear me, Keola? Sail by the island, but don't go too close to it."
Keola listened to the captain and the mate as they talked.
"This island is perfect for me,"
he thought.
"Ships never go there, so the mate won't find me. And Kalamaki can't possibly come this far."
When the captain and the mate went away, he quietly steered very close to the island. The mate suddenly came back and saw that the ship was sailing towards the island.
"What are you doing?"
he shouted angrily.
"You fool! You're steering the ship too close to the island."
Keola quickly jumped from the ship into the Black Sea and swam towards the island. He was not afraid because the sea was calm and warm, and he had his sailor's knife to fight sharks. The sea pushed him into a big lagoon where he could see thousands of shiny stars. There were palm trees all around him. The next morning, Keola looked everywhere, but he could not find anyone. He only found some old huts, and he made his home there. He fished and cooked his fish over the fire. He climbed the tall palm trees and got green coconuts. He drank their milk because there was no water on the island. The days were long and the nights were very frightening. He made a lamp from a coconut shell, and in the evening he sat in his hut, lit his lamp, and trembled until morning.
"Oh, I'm very unhappy and afraid,"
he often thought. All this time, he lived in his hut near the lagoon and the palms. One day, he went to the beach near the sea, but he did not like the bright sand, the shiny shells and the hot sun. He looked around and was amazed.
"How is this possible?"
he thought.
"This is like Kalamaki's beach. Perhaps white men don't know everything about sailing. We probably sailed in a circle, and I'm near Molokai. Is this the beach where Kalamaki gets his dollars?"
The thought frightened him, and he decided not to go to the beach again. About a month later, some boats arrived. The people looked friendly and spoke a different language, but many of the words were the same as Hawaiian, so it was easy to understand. The men behaved in a polite way, and the women were friendly. They were very kind to Keola and built him a new hut. He was surprised because they never sent him to work with the other men. They even gave him a wife. When Keola realized that his new wife was the same girl he saw on the island the first time, he began to get worried.
"I've left my home, my wife Lehua, and my friends in Molokai,"
Keola thought sadly.
I've travelled far to escape from Kalamaki, and now I'm on his magic island. This is terrible. Why didn't I stay in Molokai?
Keola stayed in his hut near the lagoon and never went to the other side of the island. He spoke very little. He did not trust his new friends because they were too kind. After his terrible experience with Kalamaki, he was very careful. He told them nothing about himself, only his name and the name of his islands, the Eight Islands. He also told them about the king's palace in Honolulu and that he was a friend of the king. Keola asked the people of the tribe a lot of questions and learnt a lot of new things. The island where he was living was called the Isle of Voices, and it belonged to the tribe. However, they lived on another island called the Green Island most of the year. It was about 3 hours away by boat. They had their homes, gardens, chickens and pigs on the Green Island. They travelled to the Isle of Voices once a year when the fish around the Green Island became poisonous. After Keola escaped from the ship, the captain and the mate sailed to the Green Island. The mate died there because he ate poisonous fish. The people of the island told him that the fish was poisonous, but he was stupid and did not listen to them. This was good news for Keola because he was afraid of the mate and did not want to see him again.